We're here in Colorado for our election road trip, and the polls here, on average, give Hillary Clinton an 8-point lead over Donald Trump, according to Real Clear Politics. That's a big change from the end of September when they were neck and neck. But since then, we've had the debates and the Access Hollywood tape of Donald Trump and Billy Bush. The support that Donald Trump has in Colorado doesn't come from the political establishment. In fact, in the last couple of weeks, Republicans drafted a letter in support of Donald Trump, and only 19 of the 49 Republicans in the Colorado legislature signed it. We reached out to a number of Colorado's Republican office holders to talk to us about Trump, and none of them accepted our invitation. Congressman Mike Kaufman, who's in a tough re-election fight, has shown his distaste for Trump, even putting out an ad against the candidate back in August.
People ask me, what do you think about Trump? Honestly, I don't care for him much, and I certainly don't trust Hillary. I'm a Marine. For me, country comes first. My duty is always to you. So if Donald Trump is the president, I'll stand up to him, plain and simple.
Then there's Republican Senator Cory Gardner, who once called Trump a buffoon. Here he is in April responding on Fox News to the accusations by Trump that the Colorado election process was rigged after his loss in the caucus.
The bottom line is this. Donald Trump goes into meltdown when he doesn't get his way. In this case, he lost 34 delegates that he could have won had he participated in the process, had he had an organization. Look, Colorado is not taken by celebrity or flash. It's taken by workhorses, and Ted Cruz proved.
In August, Gardner reluctantly supported Trump, saying a Republican president will make a difference, even a Republican president named Donald Trump. But following the release of that 2005 tape, Gardner called on Trump to step aside and let Mike Pence become the nominee. Republican Senate candidate Daryl Glenn has gone back and forth on Trump. Here he is during a Senate debate on October 11th.
I grew up in a family with domestic violence, so anybody that actually puts a hand on or talks about women in that way, it's painful. But what you saw on Sunday, you saw an individual that actually made an apology. I'm a deep man of faith, and I think it's extremely important that if somebody makes an apology, my faith teaches me grace, mercy, and respect.
Glenn now says he will vote for Trump but won't endorse him. So as you can hear, Republicans in office in Colorado have been tepid at best in their support of Donald Trump. But what about voters? We met up with two Trump supporters in Boulder, Susie Littman, who's lived here since 1957.
Stay-at-home mother, volunteer, raised children, you know, sat there in the afternoon with cookies and when they came home from school. So have pretty close to enough hours for a master's degree in anthropology. What else do you want to know?
What about politically over the years? Have you always...
Well, I lived in Boulder in the 1960s, so I was very liberal at that point. And once I started raising children, somehow conservatism became important.
Hmm. And so, have you voted Republican in the past several elections? Or...
Yes, I have.
The other Trump voter with us is Jane Maher, who moved here from Illinois 5 years ago.
At that time, I was changing from Democrat to Republican. I realized after the Obama election, whom I voted for, that I didn't like the way the country was going. And ever since then, I've become sort of a student of conservatism and feel more and more strongly that conservatism is an absolute important element and part of our country.
When you say you didn't like the way the country was going, what do you mean by that?
Well, initially, when Obama said, elections have consequences, it made me believe that his campaign had been very deceitful because that was not how he campaigned. And then as he started trying to pass during those first several years, Obamacare and cap and trade and several other things, I realized that he was going in a direction that was not about the conservative principles.
And you thought that he would be about conservative principles?
Well, even though I knew that he wasn't about conservative principles, I believed that he would be working very hard to bring people together. And I found him to be very off-putting, very divisive. I thought his words were very much we versus they. And from then on, I really have watched his manner and his his actions, and I have felt that they've been very divisive towards our country.
So what attracted you to Donald Trump?
Well, Donald Trump was not my first choice. And in fact, I would say he was very low on the scale of when we had 17 candidates running. However, I think that once I realized that there was a likelihood that he would get the spot, the Republican nomination, I felt like I better learn more about him. So I started going to the trouble of reading more about his platform, what he was about, what he was proposing, whether it was with the economy, with immigration, with international trade and the military. And I really found that I really agreed with a lot of what he was saying. I don't necessarily agree with how he says it, but I felt that the concepts of what he was preaching were very important.
Susie, you smiled when she said she doesn't agree necessarily with how he says it. Tell us about your feelings about Trump.
Well, part of the appeal of Donald Trump is that he is an outsider, and part of his appeal may very well be that he does not speak like a polished, practiced politician.
Do you like that about him?
I don't either like it or not like it myself. I'm used to listening to politicians who have all their talking points at the ready, written. They don't even have to write it on the back of their hands. They just know it by rote. And I think that that is the way Hillary sounds, the practiced talking points that are repeated over and over. And those are almost all antithetical to what I believe the direction of the country should be taken in.
So it sounds a little, and correct me if I'm wrong, like you are more attracted to the issues and the ideas that Donald Trump is talking about than the person himself.
Yeah, exactly. I am. And as Jane said, when we listen to his ideas on economics, they make more sense than Mrs. Clinton's. When you listen to his ideas on defense and realize that our military is as bad as it's ever been since World War II, when you look at the problems with immigration, you know, I think his policies attract me much more than his personality. And honestly, I am less caring about any candidate's personality. It's not a popular, well, it shouldn't be a popularity contest. And every so often, I think that if people were banned from TV and the populace had to actually read their speeches and read their policies, the elections, most of them would probably turn out very differently.
What about you, the ideas and the issues versus the man?
I totally agree with that, and I think that's kind of the point I was trying to make before. I feel that the economy is my primary issue. My children, I have three grown sons, they have come to believe that 1% to 2% GDP is normal. It's the new normal. And I absolutely disagree with that. I think that it's become the best we can do under the existing economic plans. I think what Donald Trump, his plans, will provide a great opportunity for us to really have a rejuvenation of our economy, high level of growth. He says 4%. It wouldn't surprise me if it would be 5 or 6%. When that happens, a lot of the other issues disappear. When that happens, there's less income inequality. There's fewer people on food stamps. You start to have more and more opportunities for people to increase their own personal wealth. And therefore, I think that the outcome is far better for the entire country.
What do you think about the fact that so many Republicans in Colorado are not supporting Donald Trump?
I think that's because once a politician gets into the political world, and by the way, our founders never intended to have a permanent political class, and I think there are an awful lot of politicians who don't want to see their apple cart upset.
That, and also he's said a lot of things that have offended certain people. Has anything that Trump has said so far made you question your decision to support him?
I'm 73 years old, and by now I know, I think, what men talk about when they're by themselves. And I think if I'm going to be conservative, which I am about this, I would say that 80% of the men in this country have said things just as egregious as Donald has, but they say it behind closed doors or in the, you know, locker room. And no, as long as people don't do it publicly in front of small children, I don't care what they talk about in private.
What about you?
I really don't pay attention to those things, and I look at the issues and I look at the solutions that are being proposed for that.
Do you think Trump's going to win?
Absolutely.
Do you think so?
I'm not sure. I certainly hope so.
That was Susie Littman and Jane Maher of Boulder, Colorado, two Trump supporters. Tomorrow, we'll hear from the state's Democratic governor, John Hickenlooper, who's supporting Hillary Clinton.